Bonsoir et bienvenue à I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker numéro 41. Bonjour, bonsoir Kevin.
Bonsoir Peter, hello everybody. Et oui, c'est le show 41 de I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker.
Kevin's very refreshed. Kevin has been to Corsica on holiday. Yeah. And Kevin tells me it was very lovely.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's perfect.
I want to go there.
Yes.
Lots of mountains for me to cycle up.
Yes, yes, it's good for cycling, but yeah, it's really hard because there is a lot of...
I like cycling up mountains. It's weird.
It's for you.
It's for me. I like
it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Anyway, we better play some music, I suppose. We're going to start with The Jam and In the City, Allé on y va! Okay, The Jam, and In the City. In the city of London, there is a very, very, very kind of shitty rat race going on.
They are speaking about the city of London.
No, I don't know. No. Maybe they are. They probably are. They come from London. I think it was a generic city. It's like any city. But in the city of London, and Paris, and New York, Bangkok, pretty much any city.
Yeah.
Any city. There's a shitty rat race going on with people trying to earn money, and it's all about what car you've got and you've got a bigger house and all that stuff. And yes.
That stuff.
The stuff. I was going to say shit, but then I started to say stuff. Because I just remembered that some students of mine, some very young singing students of mine, might be listening to the show.
Okay.
So if they're listening to the show and I just said shit, I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's coming out. I've got Tourette's tonight. Mm. Yes. So we're going to play a song about the rat race by The Specials.
You make
The specials, the very special specials with Rat Race. Working for the Rat Race. You know, you're wasting your time. That's to all the people working for the Rat Race in the cities. So now, maintenant, it's time for Kevin's first record. Kevin, what's your first record?
My first record, Peter, is.
Yeah, very good English.
Because I'm doing some English lessons with Peter every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Anglais en facile.
Anglais en facile, voilà. And it's a track by Jello Biafra and DOA, Doha en français.
DOA?
DOA, it's...
Dead on Arrival?
I think it's the acronym for
Dead on Arrival.
Yeah. And it's a Canadian band, and Jello Biafra is the lead singer of the Dead Kennedys.
I knew the name.
And it's a collaboration, it's a well-known record from the 90s, I think, or maybe the late 80s. And it's a good record, as usual, by Jello Biafra. And as usual, too, there is a lot of ironic lyrics.
Okay.
And this track is punk rock, and it speaks about the progress.
Yeah, this is Kevin's doing the punk rock stuff tonight, because I've brought loads of hippie stuff in.
Yes, I have the punk stuff.
He has the real hard punk stuff, yeah. Good.
And
good.
That's progress.
Oui.
Give me an L.
That is very good, Kevin. Good choice. I've never heard that. That's excellent. We tried pogoing.
Yeah, but it's hard with the...
With the chair, on the chair. Pogoing on the chair. But it's too fast for pogoing.
Yeah. It's good for mosh pit.
Mosh pit, yeah. More. Yeah. I didn't like mosh pits.
Yes, it's
not civilized.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
No, nice punk pogoing. Yeah. You don't just bash into each other when you're... Yeah. Well, you do a bit, I suppose. Anyway, I'm too old for that now. I now want to talk about hippiedom.
Yeah, yeah. A bit of hippiedom. No more punk rock.
No more punk rock. Well, until the next record.
Yeah.
The one after this one. The Waterboys. I talked a while back on a show about the record, The Christ in You.
You promise it.
I promise it at some point. And I've recently been doing quite a lot of meditating and realizing that actually, ultimately, hippies were right. Hippies were right. Love is all you need. That might be the name of a song we're going to play later. But now we're going to play The Waterboys. And this song is The Christ in You. And what it kind of suggests, as you'll hear in the lyrics, is that he's going to look, the singer is going to look at everybody as if they were Jesus Christ.
Is that how Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. He's going to look at everybody like that. Even if he doesn't like them, he's still going to look at them and see the God in them, inside them, their soul. So, without any more talking, The Waterboys.
I'm gonna look twice at you. Till I see the Christ in you. I'm gonna look twice at you. Until I see the Christ in you. When I'm looking through the eyes of love, when I'm looking through the eyes of love, when I'm looking through the eyes of love, when I'm looking through the eyes. I see the Christ in you. I'm gonna look twice at you. Until I see the Christ in you.
Beautiful song, a gentle reminder that we're all coming from the same place. We're all humans. There is only one race here, and we're all humans. Look after each other. Kevin, I think it's time for your second song. What is it, my friend?
And it's not really punk rock, it's more a kind of garage band. It's Destroy All Monsters. Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a band...
Which is named after a...
Yes, it's named after a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, good choice of name, very good. Yeah.
And it's a band of Ron Ashton, the lead guitarist of the Stooges, during the first period, and he played with Iggy Pop and like that. And,
yeah, yeah.
And after, on the third record, he's the bass player, but it's the lead guitarist. It's the guitarist of the Stooges.
Okay.
And this band was... formed after maybe in the mid 70s, and it's a kind of proto-punk band, garage band, and the track that we will listen is called November 22nd, 1963.
Which is famous because?
Because it's the date of the
John F. Kennedy,
yes,
getting shot.
Yeah. Right.
By somebody who didn't think that he saw the face of Christ in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. He obviously didn't see that. Good.
Good. We're listening to this track.
Yeah.
November 22nd, 1963, a shot rang out, not from one, but three.
that's very good. I like that, Kevin. Good choice.
Yeah, oh, okay, thank you, Peter.
What's his name again? Niagara. The singer is Niagara.
Niagara.
Niagara. Yes. Is that how you say it? Niagara Falls?
Niagara Falls, yeah.
Okay. We say Niagara.
Niagara, okay. Niagara.
Yeah. We've Kevin's just told me, and we just noticed that there's been, ever since I've been doing this show, there's been a poster of Depeche Mode on the wall in the control room where Kevin
just,
sits.
Just in my back.
Yeah, and it's gone. Yeah. It's gone. It's probably been used to start a fire or something.
Oh, I hope no. Oh. And it's because I really love this poster.
It's that Lauren, isn't it? Lauren did it.
Maybe.
If she's listening now, if she's like driving her car and listening now, Lauren, honestly, what have you done? It's a crime. You've committed a crime, Lauren. You shall be arrested. More hippie stuff now. Yeah, more hippie stuff, I hear you say. We now play Procol Harum from 1967. This is possibly the definitive hippie track. This is A Whiter Shade of Pale.
Thank you.
a fade out. There were versions of that song, because that's about 4 minutes long. There were versions of that song that I could have chosen that were 5.5, 6 minutes long. I think there's one, a live version, that's 7.5 minutes long. But I thought, it's not that good. Hmm. I don't want to play it for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
4 minutes is good.
Maybe that single version for the radio?
Yeah, for the radio version, yeah. Yeah, so they just fade. In England, we call that fade an American fade.
Yeah.
Because they just go, zoop, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Whereas in England, we go, we slowly, slowly make it quieter and quieter for quite a long time, and then it gets quieter and quieter and quieter. Then the next record plays.
You know that you are a really good English fader.
An English water?
No, fader.
Fader, yeah, you know, I understood. Je comprends. I just thought maybe you said something else, you know, like I was an English... Yeah, something rude. Maybe it's something rude, Kevin, but I know you love me, really. Because it's a hippie punk show. So now, nothing to do with hippies or punks.
What is it? I never...
Dizzy Rascal. No. I think I've played Dizzy Rascal on the show before, a different track.
It reminded me something, but I can't remember.
Dizzy, like when you get dizzy and fall over. That's how you spell his name, but with E's. Dizzy Rascal. And rascal, in English, means somebody who's naughty.
Okay.
But in a kind of good way. So you might say that your child is a bit of a rascal.
Okay.
Yeah. So Dizzy Rascal. He's a black guy from London. He's a Londoner, black Londoner. And you'll hear his accent. He's very, very Cockney sounding. And it's great because he's a rapper and he's quite controversial in his lyrics sometimes. Other times he's really poppy. This is very poppy.
Okay.
But he's very London. Unlike other rappers, you hear other rappers, they all sound American.
Yeah, maybe it reminds me something sounds like the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, this is a track called Bonkers by Dizzy Rascal.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I'll get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.
Is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Ooh, yeah, I'm man,
in the floor now.
Back then.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bom, 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 bom.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. We'll be right back.
heavy bass line.
Yeah.
It's my kind of silence. He says a heavy bass line is my kind of silence.
Yeah, I can dig it. Yeah.
And bonkers. I was just explaining to Kevin what bonkers means en anglais. Bonkers means you're mad. You're bonkers, you are. It's London speak. Bonkers. Dizzy Rascal. Kevin, what's up next, my friend?
Now it's not...
It's not Dizzy Rascal?
No, it's not heavy bass sound.
Okay.
It's the French band moment, because
Good. We should have at least one French band every show, really.
Not sure, but I try.
Yeah.
And it's a punk band from 1977.
Okay.
Who made two singles. And this one is the second one, and it's called Radio Freak by the band Gasoline.
Uh-huh.
And Radio Freak means Radio Cop.
Radio Cop?
Cop. You know, a cop, policeman.
Radio cop.
Yeah, cop.
Oh, so it's a radio policeman.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. And we're listening. It's just a good punk tracks from
1977. Gasoline, fire.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're just telling me that the singer from that band, from Gasoline, had a solo career until the 90s and then he disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a solo career before and after.
Uh-huh.
His name is Alain Kahn. Alain Kahn, K-A-N.
Uh-huh.
And he do some kind of psychedelic music in the beginning.
Right.
In the beginning, he do some bad sing stuff. Song stuff.
Bad stuff. Really bad.
Yeah, really bad. After I think he discovered drug or something like that. And he do some crazy stuff, and like this band. And after he do more and more weird stuff. And in 1990, he disappear. He take the metro and...
Just nobody saw him again.
And nobody saw him again.
It's weird because the next track we're going to play is by the Manic Street Preachers.
And... Also, the lead singer. The lead singer.
Because the guitarist, who's I've forgotten his name, the singer now.
Yeah.
He took over
as
the singer, but the lead singer disappeared.
Yeah. I read that just some months ago.
Yeah. So we've just played two songs in a row where the singer disappeared.
Yes.
Ooh, spooky. Do you have that here? Do you have the Twilight Zone?
I can find it. Just 5 minutes, you can waffle.
No, all right, we'll do the next song. It's cool.
Yeah.
We're going to play, now you're not going to, Umbrella, Ella, but not the Beyonce. No, was it Beyonce?
I can't remember. Oh, it doesn't, I don't know.
Somebody like that. Some big...
Maybe Jennifer Lopez? Maybe. Umbrella, Jennifer Lopez.
No, it wasn't Jennifer Lopez.
No, I can't remember.
I think it's Beyonce. Anyway, we'll find out whilst this is playing. But we're going to play the version. That was a big hit too, wasn't it, here in France? Umbrella?
Yeah.
So we're not playing her version. We're going to play the version by the Manic Street Preachers. That's the Manic Street Preachers. I'm playing that song, dedicating it. Kevin's just pulled an amazing face at me through the glass because we're searching stuff out. So
Richie James Edward will disappear.
Richie James Edward will disappear. And Rodolf is in the room now, which is why I have my middle finger up. You can't see that, though, because you don't have the video cameras in this studio. He's not wearing his hot pants tonight, which is why I'm being rude to him. But that song was dedicated to Ruth. Hello, Ruth, if you're listening, because you'll be here tomorrow, won't you? You're driving over here. I look forward to seeing you. And Tristan, do-do-do-do-do. And Ricciardo, of course. James Dean Bradford. Field or Ford?
The who? James Dean Bradfield is the lead singer and guitarist for now, and the guy who would disappear is James Edward, Richie James Edward. Okay. They have made too much names.
Too many names, too many words, too blah, many blah, words. Blah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're going to move on to the next song, which is Kevin's last song for the evening. What is it, Kevin?
It's an American band. I choose only American band and French band.
Okay.
It was not chosen especially. Just
a nice song, just a good song.
Yeah. And this band is a well-known horror punk. Yeah.
Horror punk.
Yeah.
With an H.
Yes, with an H.
Horror punk.
Horror punk.
Yes.
Because I speak about horror movies, stuff like that.
Okay. That's why the track's called... Hang on. Were they the Misfits? They're the band of the Misfits.
Yes, the band is the Misfits, named after a movie with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
she was a horror.
No, not the...
She wasn't a horror?
No, no, but the...
Marilyn Monroe wasn't a horror. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But the song's called?
Skulls.
Skulls. Is it about Marilyn Monroe?
No, no, no.
No, the band are named after the film with Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, okay. Yes, just that. Just, and we are listening to the track.
Okay, it's time now. It's time for me to stop talking. Kevin's looking at me. Stop talking, Peter. This is Skulls. Yeah.
Yeah,
the Misfits with Skulls.
Skulls.
The lyric in there is, I want your skull, I need your skull.
Yeah.
It's a bit creepy. It's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Mm. I like it though.
Okay, cool.
What did you say the singer's name was?
It's Glenn Danzig.
Glenn Danzig. Yeah, never heard of him.
He do a solo career too after, just named Danzig.
Danzig. Ah, isn't no? There's a Woody Allen film called something with a league in the end. Z-League. It's not the same thing.
I think that it's again a punk name with something to do with the
Second World War or
yeah,
something,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, yeah.
I was searching.
Is it like a maybe concentration camp in Poland or something like that?
I think yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not a history show here. We don't do history, but we do do.
We
a
do
lot
do.
Of XTC. We do do.
We do do.
We do do a lot of XTC on this show because we love XTC and Peter especially loves XTC. And as Kevin has said in the past.
And we hope you love XTC too.
We do hope that. We hope that, because they're not a very well-known band here, are they? I don't think they were big in France.
No, no big. They are known because it's a known band from the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
But
So hopefully we've introduced the people of the Limousin and the Cruz, to XTC a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now this is from their first album, 1978, White Music. And it's the last track on that album. And it's called Neon Shuffle.
Describe gonna do it to me. It's gonna do it to you. It's gonna do it with red. It's gonna do it with them. It's gonna run you right through. With wings like a bamboo. It's gonna run you right through.
Way to end an album, isn't that like that's the last song on that album?
Yeah,
it's a great way to end an album, all that kind of chaos, and then
and now you are waiting for something other.
Yeah, you go, where's the next one? Where's the next one? The next one was the next album.
Yeah,
I can't remember what that was called.
And what is the first record of XTC? Because I have one from 1978, I think.
That's probably this one,
with just a black cover and just something written on it on white.
Yeah, is that not white music?
It's not white music because white music, it's a picture of the band.
Yeah, that's right. Black cover with a white centre bit and a picture of the band in the middle of the white bit.
And the one I have is not just, this cover.
It's 78.
Yeah.
Because this was 78. That album.
I will search.
You search for that. I'll tell you a joke whilst you search for that.
Yeah.
Do you do knock-knock jokes in France?
Knock-knock. Like on knocking door. On the
other. Yeah. Knock-knock,
who is it?
Knock-knock. Yeah, so, yeah. Knock-knock.
Who is it?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Don't cry, Kevin. It's all right. Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. Yeah, okay, I understand.
Yes, well, that's that joke done with. The only other jokes I know are very, very rude.
I think that the record is G-O-2.
G-O-2. Go to.
Go to, yeah.
Maybe they had two albums out in the 90s.
In 1978.
I should know this because obviously I am the XTC preacher, as you call me, or the XTC pusher, as I am. That's not a good thing because ecstasy in English is a drug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ecstasy pusher.
Ecstasy pusher.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be called that. So that's they had two albums out in 1978. Okay. Well, I'll have to do some research on that and see if I can find some tracks from. You've got it. What am I talking about? Research. You've got the album.
Yeah, I will listen to it when I come back at home.
Pick a track.
Yeah,
to bring to the next show.
And we will give it to listen to the people.
To the people.
Yeah,
and increase their knowledge of XTC even further.
Yeah.
So we come to the end of the show just about, and
another great show.
Yes, I'm very much enjoying it since you retired from Radio Vassivier, very much, because his hair is always so fresh. Kevin's hair always looks so fresh, whereas before it looked, you know, kind of tired and like he did, tired and really worn out. But now he has fresh hair, so he is the prince of fresh hair. If you don't know the prince of Bel-Air?
Prince de Bel-Air.
The prince of fresh hair.
Prince of Bel-Air.
No, we're not going to play any Will Smith. That's not going to be our last song. Our last song is going to be another hippie song because, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I do believe that ultimately there is only one thing, that love is the answer, and that is the only important thing, that we love each other. We try hardest to love each other, whether we like each other or not, whether we understand each other or not. So we finish the song with the Beatles and All You Need Is Love. Au revoir from me.
Et à bientôt, à dans deux semaines. Ciao.
can't be summed. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Girl with